You're so dramatic. You're a two-timing snake. You don't care about the disease that has killed people in our church. It's just too much, and you're not enough for me to work through that. I could care less about your silly little relationship. Silence. I feel safe with you. I trust you. You've helped me through a lot, and I appreciate that so much. You are a light to this world, and you are a leader to those around you. I hope you can tell that there was a difference between some of those words. Obviously, some very negative and some very positive. But all of these words have actually been said to me directly. These are words that have stuck with me through my life. These are words that I remember about myself, and when I go throughout my day, these are things that I think about. I think about these negative things that people have said about me. I think about the positive. But thinking about this year's theme, about the goodness, but then thinking about words, the connection to me there is words have power, and goodness is power, right? So in that, with your words having power, the good and the bad things that you say, they all mean something. Everyone in here has said something that someone else remembers, that has stuck with them for the rest of their life, whether you knew it or not. I'm not saying any of this, especially the negative things, to say that I haven't said negative things that haven't stuck with someone. I say these things because I myself have said things that have stuck with people. Good and bad, I've been that influence. But when I think about words and I think about power, I have to think about the power that it is to be good, the power that it is to find life. Like Sean says, find God, find life. So in that, I think about the Bible. 66 books of words straight from God. God says a lot of things in there, and there's a lot of different scriptures. But the scripture that I have, I'll put up on the board to read with you guys. It's from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 18. It says, "Praise be to God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery that is his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the time reaches their fulfillment to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plans of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be the praise of his glory. And you who were included in Christ when he heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked with him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guarantee, our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, ever since I heard about the faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you. Remembering you in my prayers, I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people." When I think about the power of words, there's 8 truths that are spoken in the scripture that I would like to leave with you today. 8 truths, the 8 words, phrases that are powerful to speak goodness into your life. God says that you are blessed. He says that you are loved and chosen. He says that you are adopted, that you are redeemed. God says that you are forgiven and that you are included. He says that you are marked and that you are called. So when you leave here today, I want you to remember that your words hold power. So use that power for good to show the glory of God in that. Thank you.